This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A U.S. Senate committee here is hearing from Defense, Justice, and Homeland Security officials today about the failures of January 6th when supporters of then-President Donald Trump attacked the U.S. Capitol. Testifying before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee is the commanding general of the D.C. National Guard. Those forces are the subject of questions about security preparations and response to the attack. Tuesday, the FBI director defended the Bureau against criticism that it missed warning signs about the assault and failed to adequately sound the alarm about the possibility of violence by Trump supporters. Meanwhile, police said Wednesday they have bolstered security in Washington, D.C., after intelligence uncovered a, quote, possible plot to breach the Capitol, end quote, March 4th, a day that holds significance for conspiracy-believing supporters of former President Donald Trump. The U.S. Capitol Police said in a statement on Twitter they have made significant security upgrades to, quote, ensure the protection of Congress, the public, and our police officers, end quote. This comes nearly 2 months after a deadly riot by Trump supporters shook the seat of American democracy. The U.S.-led coalition in Iraq says at least 10 rockets have targeted an Iraqi military base in western Iraq that hosts American troops, leaving an American contractor dead. The Pentagon said the contractor died of cardiac arrest after the attack. The rockets slammed into the military base in Iraq's western desert after several weeks of escalating U.S.-Iran tensions on Iraqi soil. It was the first attack since the U.S. struck Iran-aligned militia targets along the Iraq-Syria border last week. And it comes 2 days before Pope Francis is scheduled to visit Iraq. The pontiff said he will go ahead with his first ever papal visit to the country. This is